vida.
What a glorious day. What a glorious season.
Thank you, Father.
Christ was born. Come to you this morning, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend McMillan, Minister Riley, my beautiful wife, my lovely church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, as we all listen. During this season, Lord, it's a special season. Speak, Lord. Speak to our inner spirit, Lord. Speak to our hearts, Lord God, that we will gain a full understanding of what it means. You entered the world on this holy night. Oh, night divine. Touch right now, Lord. Touch everyone gathered here, Lord, on this Christmas Eve. Touch them right now in a special manner, Lord God, and clear their minds that they can hear from you. Speak, Lord, for we need a word.
Yes, yes.
Speak, Lord, for I need a word.
Yes, sir.
I come to you, Lord Jesus, empty as I can do and empty as I can make myself. Fill me, Lord Jesus.
God.
Fill me with your spirit to overflowing, Lord, that I may speak what you would have me speak. Take control, Lord. Right now I submit to you, Lord. Hide me way behind your cross. That when I open my mouth, someone will hear from you. Have your way in this place, from the pulpit to the pew. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We got excited in Sunday school. Brother Mac was doing the thinking and I was doing the talking. But I could just feel where she was in this season. It's a glorious, glorious season. Christmas and what it all means to us. I want you to turn in your Bibles or just listen to what I read. But we'll be coming from the first chapter, the Gospel according to Luke. And this is when the angel Gabriel was speaking to Mary. So let me just read a few verses here and keep in mind what was read this morning coming from the second chapter of Luke. That was actually the culmination of eternity, a focal point of eternity where God sent Jesus as he had promised in the Old Testament. We find in Luke 2, where he actually fulfilled that promise. It's when Jesus actually come. And of course, we look back now. So it's the focal point of eternity. It's where we are today. Luke chapter 1, verse 34. It says, "Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Then you skip to verse 45. It says, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which was told her. And out of the scripture this morning, 2 Luke chapter verse 7, it says, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And I want to use this morning as a topic. It's two part with a colon. The first part is a trilogy of miracles. A trilogy of miracles, and that's followed by a colon. And then I want you to write down something for everyone. So you got a trilogy of miracles, and then something for everyone. What I'm going to attempt to do this day is, I've been writing notes all morning, and God has made it clear to me what I'm trying to get over, but I'm going to see if he can make it clear to you as well. So this trilogy of miracles, I'm going to try to tell you three stories all in parallel. So I'm going to be doing them at the same time. The first story is the story of Mary. We could call that, if you wanted to, his story.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you my story. And I'm going to tell you your story.
All right. Yeah.
See, I'm not going to have any trouble telling you my story. And I'm hoping that you already know your story. So I hope that you will recognize your part when you get to it. You know, when I think about Christmas, I remember Christmas as truly a time of miracles. Even though I didn't really have a good understanding of the true meaning, and my faith was not yet mature in Jesus, I didn't really know what I'd heard about Jesus, and I went through a lot of emotions, but I didn't really get it. But I remember my lifetime's a time of miracles, because I came from a poor family.
Well,
it was 11 brothers and sisters. That's right. You know what I'm talking about. But somehow we always had something, somewhere to live, and something to eat. I remember a time of miracles, because even when my father got up and left, making a poor family poorer, yet somehow during this time of the year, my mother would always manage to get everyone something.
All right, then.
It had to be a miracle, because we had no money. We'd be struggling with light bills and everything else, but somehow my mother would always give everyone something, all of the kids, and then because there was a lot of kids that were grandkids, and she would have the grandkids, so she would have everybody, she'd give everybody
all right,
something.
Man. All right.
Something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And because I'm the youngest of my brothers and sisters, that's
me too.
As I got older, not only did I begin to fully understand my mother and how she managed what she was doing, and how she managed to provide for everyone at Christmas. But more important than all of that, I began to understand God's miraculous provision.
Yes, yes.
How God provides for the whole world.
Yes.
John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's only a who. Whosoever, he covered the whole world.
Yes.
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Thank you.
Glory God.
Something for everyone. Are you ready for Christmas? I'm asking a different way. Are you ready to experience a miracle?
Yes.
So this has a different mindset. That's what me and Reverend Mac was both looking for in Sunday school.
Yes.
A miracle. Are you ready to experience a miracle? See, that takes a certain, not just a mindset, but it takes something deep down inside. What this Christmas season, this Eve, what the miracle? Can I experience a miracle?
Yes.
I ask you another question. Are you willing to be the vessel that God uses for a miracle? Are you there? You see, because there's a big difference in understanding or believing that a miracle can happen and then actually participating in a miracle. I heard somebody say this morning that God has no hands, no feet, except ours.
Yes.
We are constantly saying what God did and what God didn't do. And,
yes.
But God has no hands.
All right now.
Except our hands. Are you ready for a miracle this Christmas Eve? The children anticipate tomorrow, and I'm full of anticipation now, but I'm waiting for the Lord just to break in.
Hallelujah.
This is his season. And Mary said, when the angel came to her and said, you're going to bear a child.
Yes.
Mary said, how can that be?
How can it be?
It really doesn't make any sense. How can that be? Seeing that I know not a man, how can that be? But she never doubted God.
Yes, yes.
138 says, Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Yes.
Be it according to me, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So she said, I'm a handmaid. Do with me what you wish. Any way you want to use me, just take complete control. I don't know how you're going to do what you said you're going to do, but I know that you can do it.
Yes. All right. Yes. All right, man.
Just take control and have your way.
Wow.
you know, it takes something special to accept or believe something that is humanly impossible to conceive. Jesus. You see, your mind, it can't believe. You say, in my mind, I know that it can happen.
Yes.
And that's one thing. And that's as far as you can go with your mind. But what God does in this season, we wanted to get into our heart, because we need to have in our heart, because our heart will know.
Yes, will know.
That it will happen.
Yes, sir.
I may not know how.
That's right.
It's going to happen, but it will.
It will.
Happen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You see, Mary was more than just a believing vessel. Mm-hmm. Mary was also a willing vessel. And although she couldn't comprehend the how,
yes, go ahead.
She trusted the who.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, Mary knew, she was New Testament, so she knew something either by reading or by hearing the Old Testament. So she had heard about people like Sarah, and when she was barren, and yet she bare a son. So Mary knew that God can. And I don't know how he did it then. But if he did it then, he can do it again. Yeah. So he can do it this day in 2017, because he did it before.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Do it again.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Indeed.
So he can do it again.
So what
is a miracle? So a miracle is a sign that God uses to point to himself. So we need to understand that true miracles are those acts that only God can perform, usually superseding natural laws. Baker's Dictionary of the Bible defines a miracle as an event in the external world brought about by the immediate agency or the simple volition of God. Something can happen simply because God says it can.
That's right.
That's hard for us to get to. See, we try to figure out our rationale and our reason, but if God speaks it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So shall it.
The dictionary goes on to add that a miracle occurs to show that the power behind it is not limited to the laws of matter or the laws of mind, as it interrupts fixed natural laws. It just jumps in. God just steps in the midst of a storm, in the midst of confusion. God can just speak peace.
Yes.
Supernatural. So, with me, back to my story. You see, the older I got, the closer I got to the Lord.
All right then.
And the more I made myself available to him. So God began to allow me not only to believe, but he started allowing me to participate in the Christmas miracle.
All right now. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. See, this is a season for miracles. A time for expressing what's in your heart. See, if you ain't got nothing inside,
All right.
It's gonna be tough to you can talk yourself into doing something.
All right now.
And you can fake yourself out by thinking that you're contributing to somebody or you're helping somebody's life, but if you don't have it on the inside.
Come on now, talk.
See, when God fills you in,
yes.
when you feel like I got to do something, and I just wouldn't feel right if I didn't do something, not because I'm talking about it and coming from here with it, it's just something on the inside.
Something on the
inside.
That's
right.
That's
right.
So you have to let Jesus in. This is his season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You need to let Jesus in. After all, it's his party.
Yes.
That's all right.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This Christmas and people talking about everything but Jesus, and it's his party. So let him in.
Yeah.
His birthday. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in miracles? Think about this. Do you believe in miracles? Can you believe to miracles? What I want to tell you today, how to participate in a miracle.
Thank you, God.
How to become so filled that you overflow. So that you can not only be the recipient of a miracle, you can be the giver of a miracle. Mm-hmm. Let me share something with you. You've heard the saying, giving is better than receiving. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're grudgeful and got it all in your head, that's not true. But
all right.
If it comes from your heart,
Yes, sir.
When you give, when you can make a difference in somebody's life, when God allows you to make a difference and it comes from the inside, there's nothing that feels better than that.
Yes, that's right.
So Mary probably read the Bible. She knew about Isaiah 7:14. It says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign, and behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Yeah, Mary probably said, I read that, but he couldn't have been talking
about
right.
A virgin shall conceive. So while she was not caught completely off guard, and that's spelled G-O-D, but she faced a question just like we do, a question of belief.
Yes.
Verse 31 says, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus.
Yes. Called him Jesus.
Three things I want you to note about that. And this is when you can start telling your story. Because you see, Mary had to deal with a what?
Yes.
And in that what, you can put in whatever your situation and your circumstances are. You just fill it in your mind that whatever you might be going through, whatever you might be dealing with, whatever it might be, whatever.
Whatever.
So you get to deal with the what, just like Mary did. When Jesus had, when the angel told him, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. So she had to deal with the what.
What?
And then she had to think about the how. You can continue to tell your own story. Well, preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand what my situation is. You don't know. And you're right, I don't know, but God does. You say, but what I'm going through, I just don't see how I can get out. I just don't see how it's going to ever work out. I just don't see it. I've talked with people and I just don't see how. Mm-hmm. 34, Sir Murray said unto the angel, mm-hmm. How can this be? Mm-hmm. Seeing I know not a man. Mm-hmm.
Come on there.
I got faith, but I just don't see how it can happen.
All right now.
And then the third thing about our situation is the who. Mary knew that verse 37 says, for with God, nothing is impossible.
Come on then. Nothing.
So whatever your situation might be in, I don't know what it is.
Oh, God.
But even that situation that you can't see how you're going to get out of it.
Yes.
All you got to do is to know that I know a God that can do anything. I know a God that can speak and it will happen. And because I know a God, I don't need to know the how. I just need to know the who.
Come on, man.
Well.
That's all right.
Have you ever had something to come in your life that you just couldn't see how it could possibly work out? For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Thank you, Lord.
Give me 1 minute. I'm going to digress here a minute and I'm going to finish these stories. You need to know some words. Believe. You see, believe is defined as accept that something is true, especially without proof. That's to believe. Now, trust is more of an act of reliance based on something to be true. So if you trust someone, you tend to believe that what they say is true.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
That work.
And then if you look at the word anticipate, because that's what we gonna do this. That's what the kids are doing. They anticipating tomorrow. See, anticipates means to expect something.
Expect.
But it goes further. It also means to take action in expectation. Expect means regard as likely to happen and does not require any action, but anticipation is something different. Let me take an example. Anticipation. If we were going through a drought and the church prayed for rain, and we expected that God would answer our prayer, but we just expected it. But when we anticipate that the day that I said we're going to pray, all of y'all to bring umbrellas.
Yes. Yes, sir.
That's anticipating.
Yes.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know that it's going to happen because I know the who that controls it all. Hallelujah. Let's just look briefly as I close. The question that Murray faced, how shall this be? Seeing that I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So when you face a how, here's the cure for your how is, for with God, nothing is impossible. And your response should be, and Murray said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. In verse 45 is a result. He said, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord.
Amen.
Have you ever had something to come up in your life that you just couldn't see how it could possibly work out? For with God, nothing is impossible. No word of God shall be powerless. Let me just walk you through a little God's word, and you apply it to your situation. God's word says that in Romans 8:28, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. His word said that all things will work out to our good. Hold on to that. Because if God said it, it will happen. God promised us comfort in all of our trials, no matter what you're going through. His word says in 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we'll be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. And God promised us that he would complete the work that he started in us. In Philippians 1:6, he said, and I'm certain that the God who began the work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. If God said it, you can count on it.
That's right. Amen.
Now, I know you're looking to, for my story to end. I told you that I believe in miracles. And as I grew older, I started to understand miracles. Never could figure out my red bicycle. My brother got one and I got one, and God knows we had no money for bikes. But one Christmas, the bikes were there. Could not figure it out, how in the world does she afford it when we hardly eating around here. But I continued to see the miracle. I continued to see the Christmas miracle. And then I told you that God allowed me to start participating in the miracle.
Yes.
See, it happened one day when my mother said, Dwayne.
Jesus.
But she knew I had grown.
Yes.
And she knew that God was on the inside.
Yes.
She said, Dwayne, I got to get your brothers and your sisters and your nieces and your nephews something for Christmas. So I need you to take me shopping. And I thought she just meant taking her shopping. I didn't know that I was the miracle.
Well.
But you see the beauty of the story.
Yes.
I don't know how many of my brothers and sisters, only my mother would have recognized the ones that had become filled and would understand what she was doing and not need any credit for doing it. But somehow she would pick that one out, and that's where the provision by the hand of God provided. You can be a miracle.
Yes.
If you would just let God have his way. Once you are filled, Then you let God do with you.
Yes.
Whatever. Be his handmaiden.
Yes. Yes.
And you can participate in a miracle. Tis the season. Somebody needs something.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't know about your story.
Yes.
I don't know how your story will end. Only you can fill that in.
Yes. Amen.
But God will provide. He will allow you to participate in a miracle. He can allow you to be the recipient of a miracle. Mm-hmm. Or he can use you to be the giver of a miracle.
Thank you, God.
But either way, a miracle is a joyous thing.
That's right.
Yes.
And it reveals the goodness of God.
Yes.
Oh, holy night.
Yes.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new glorious morn. Fall on your knees and hear the angels' voices. O night divine, the night when Christ was born. When you leave here today, just keep that vision in your head, the night that Christ was born. And when somebody gets on your nerves and starts to aggravate you, just remember that this day, what a glorious day when Christ was born. And you look at that same one that gets on your nerves and you think, Lord, I love him. Thank you, Lord, for allowing them to be in my life. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You didn't have to be. Something for everyone.
Yes, I got it.
Don't miss it.
All right.
Get your miracle.
Yeah.
During this season, don't miss it, because God has got something for everybody.
Yeah.
Somehow, God will provide.
Yes,
he has. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for thinking about me. Thank you, Lord, for thinking about everybody else.
Yes.
Providing that your son, a gift to the world, that whosoever, we thank you, Lord. And we pray right now that you just take control right now, Lord, of everybody under the sound of my voice. And just touch them in a special manner right now, Lord. On this, the night of your birth.
Yes, yes.
Just fill their heart with new revelation of you.
Yes.
That this day will be the beginning of a miraculous Christmas.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray.